And it's that time again for Two Men Weigh In Podcast, sponsored by PK Egan's in Canby. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. What episode is this, Mitchell?
This is our third episode, Paul.
And we love doing this podcast.
Yep, it's a lot of fun.
I didn't think I'd like it, but I really love it. You know, I'm a blogger, too. I like the blog. Mm-hmm. I love to blog on Sundays, but I didn't think I'd enjoy podcasting that much.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I've never tried it before, so it's been a good experience.
And we want to thank you, the listeners, for listening to our podcast because, you know, Mitchell and I are out broadcasting games. I think this past week, every time we're in a gym, somebody always comment, I listen to your podcast.
Yep, it's a good way to get more exposure for us, and it provides listeners with entertainment, I hope, and good insight into sports.
And once again, we thank our sponsor,
PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota.
And it's listen to this, National Pizza Day is February 9th. Friday coming up.
Yeah, this Friday, I believe, right?
Yep. Hey, the city whistle is blowing here.
Yep.
First Wednesday of the month.
I suppose.
Okay. Don't get excited. There's no tornado or anything. I don't know. I probably can hear that in the background.
So maybe.
It was loud.
Yeah, it was.
All right. What should we start out with this morning?
Let's do a recap of high school sports over the past week.
All right.
We have the new state rankings for boys and girls basketball here. We'll go through the top teams from each class. In class 4A, number one school is Wayzata with a 19-1 record. The number one school in class 3A, Totino Grace at 16-3. This is for boys basketball. Class 2A for Breck, or class 2A is Breck High School with a 21-0 record. And then for class 1A, we have Cherry with an 18-2 record. And then right behind Cherry in 1A, Dawson Boyd, 20-2 overall.
20 wins for the Blackjacks. We saw their 20th win, didn't we, in McRae the other night?
Yep, they played a great game. They played a phenomenal second half. They were a lot of fun to watch last night.
Yep. And last week we traveled across the border, didn't we, with the Blackjack boys?
Yep, we went over for their game in Castlewood, South Dakota. It was a fun atmosphere, a little different having to broadcast with four quarters over two halves, but.
Yeah, they do it different over there.
Eight-minute
quarters instead of 2 18-minute halves.
Yep, so the game was about 4 minutes shorter then.
Yeah, and we were out of there, and the game only lasted a little over an hour, I think.
Yep, it was a real quick game.
Yep.
It was a low-scoring game at half, 16-16, and then fireworks started in the second half, third quarter, and the final score was 49-46 for Castlewood.
Yep. And second loss of the season for the Blackjacks. But, boy, the Blackjacks had their chances at the end of the game there, didn't they?
Yep, they had two chances of shooting a three-pointer, and both times it rimmed out of the basket.
Yep.
It was a little hard to watch.
It was that close.
Yep, that close.
All right, and then the other night the Blackjack boys were in Clare City, and great first half of basketball there.
Yep, it was both teams played really well. It was 34-33, I believe, at halftime.
Yep.
And then Dawson Boyd came out with a purpose in the second half. I think, what did they outscore him? 45 to
remember. It was big. I mean, Boyk went off with 30 points. Yamlin, Drew had a great first half.
Yep, he had 14 in the first half.
And then Gunnar Liebel went off. He went off on the second half. I think Gunnar only had 3 points in the first half. He ended up with 19.
Yep.
But Gunner's big thing was his defense, and he had 9 assists in the game, and that was the difference in the second half, I think, of that game. So
yeah.
We'll see how the Blackjacks do the rest of the year here. It'll be fun.
Yep, it'll be good. Right. And then switch over to girls for state rankings at Class 4A. Hopkins is number one with a 19-2 record. Minnetonka is number two in that class, with a 19-2 record. For Class 3A, De La Salle comes in with an 18-3 record. For Class 2A, Providence comes in with a 17-4 record. And then for Class 1A, Goodhue is number one with an 18-5 record. And then coming in at number 12 in 1A, the Minnesota Vikings with a 20-3 overall record. And then they're coming off a big win for them against currently 13th ranked Southwest Minnesota Christian, who's 18-2.
Yeah, and the Eagles, I think, were ranked 10th at the time they played Minnesota this past week. So, yeah, big win for the Vikings there.
Yep, and that's two top teams in the section
3A. Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how playoffs work out for those two teams.
That's right. And the Dawson Boy girls, we're going to see them Thursday night against Lacaparle Valley. And the Blackjack girls are playing really well right now, I think, aren't they?
Yep. They're 8-11 right now. Yep. So I think they were 3-8 earlier in the year. So 5-3 in their last eight games. That's a good turnaround for them.
Let's talk wrestling, Mitchell. Team United had their West Central Conference a wrestling tournament a week ago Saturday, and Team United, of course, has Dawson Boyd, Lacaparle Valley, and Montevideo. They took first place with 237 points. Mineola came in third. Camby Lancers were seventh, and Ortonville 11th. Yeah, they had a number of wrestlers that were champions, conference champions. Holland Shocker, Dan Gunlickson, Cam Sather, and Brady Rohde were champions for Team United. And I think Mineola had one champion. That was 107-pound Caden Lesnetsky, if I said that right. So, yeah, big event at Dawson Boyd High School last Saturday. Yep. And Team Wrestling is going to start section Team Wrestling February 15th. That's a Thursday coming up. And then the 17th, Seal goes to state in Team Wrestling.
Yep, and they got a big quadrangular coming up on, is it Thursday?
This week, yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Yep.
It's at Grove City, so it's going to be against ACGC, Painesville area, and Camby.
And while we're talking about wrestling, I want to congratulate Nick Wagner of Camby. Nick picked up his 100th career win, I believe, on Tuesday. So, and I know other wrestlers that reached that milestone, 75th career win. Dan Gunlison, of course, broke the Montevideo school record for most wins in a season. So, here we go.
Yep.
Time for section wrestling coming up.
Yep, it's going to be a fun one.
All right.
All right, next, let's talk about Caitlin Clark. Let's switch over to college basketball here. We'll go women's basketball. Caitlin Clark, 66 points away from passing Kelsey Plum's D1 scoring record for women's basketball. Caitlin Clark from Iowa Hawkeyes.
They always get primetime TV now, you know. I love it.
Yep, yep.
You enjoy watching that, Mitchell?
She's a fun player to watch. I don't think I've ever seen a women's basketball player play like she does, so it's a fun and entertaining ways to see for women's basketball.
You know, it's interesting. I can't name another player on the Iowa women's team.
Nope.
Besides Caitlin Clark.
Nope, neither can I.
Yeah, that's fun to watch her. She is amazing. So.
Yep. And then a quick note, this happened last week. We didn't touch on it, unfortunately, but Gopher women's basketball player Mara Braun out indefinitely with a foot injury. Tough loss for the Gophers. She did everything for them. Yep. So.
Leading scorer at the time and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big blow there for Gopher women's basketball.
Mm-hmm. And then Gopher men's basketball. They had a overtime win against Northwestern. I believe that was Sunday.
Yep.
And then they won last night versus Michigan State at home.
Big win for the Gopher men.
Yep. They're coming along nicely. I think they've surpassed their expectations from last year, or what people thought they were going to do this year. So
the goal is to get into the NCAA tournament. So we'll see if they can do that. So. What else we got on Two Men Weigh In podcast today?
The big news from the Twins last year. All right, we'll switch to MLB baseball. Last week, for the Twins. They traded Jorge Polanco, one of the longest tenured Twins that they've had in recent years on the roster. And they traded him, and they ended up, I think, earlier this week, they signed Carlos Santana to be a backup player for him. I believe he's a first baseman for him.
Yep.
So it'll be interesting to see how the Twins move forward in free agency here and how they can go about to repeat as AL Central champions.
Yep. And they said they're going to get Buxton and back in center field.
Well, I hope so. He's when he's healthy, he's one of the top outfielders out there, no doubt.
Yeah, nobody's even close when he's healthy.
Mm-mm.
He's an amazing baseball player, but he can't stay on the field.
Yep, it's kind of tough with his playing style. He doesn't have a problem running into the wall, but unfortunately his body thinks otherwise, and that doesn't work out sometimes.
That's right. Good.
Well, let's switch our talk then to the Super Bowl.
Ooh, Super Bowl.
The Pro Bowl was this past Sunday, and I believe NFC won 63-59.
Yeah, I don't care about the Pro Bowl. That's the worst thing in sports. It is. I can't even watch it.
Well,
I tried to watch it. I'm done with this.
Well, most all-star games nowadays aren't worth watching.
Well, the NBA is kind of fun just to see, 150-149 up and down the floor. But
I mean,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. The NFL Pro Bowl, forget the games and the contests and stuff. Just name the Pro Bowlers and that's good.
Yep. It's just something to watch at this point. Just a quick note on who the Vikings had for Pro Bowlers this year. Danielle Hunter, our outside linebacker, edge rusher. Andrew DePaula, our long snapper. And then CJ Ham, our fullback, got the nod for their fullback nominations this year. Okay. So. All right, now we can talk about Super Bowl.
Okay. We kind of disagree on things here, I know, with
the
Super
Bowl. Yeah, I think so, a little bit.
I'm going with the 49ers.
The 49ers?
Yep. They got a great running back. And
Christian McCaffrey?
Yep, McCaffrey.
Yep.
Great running back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to run between the tackles, and he gets 10 yards a crack, and I don't think the Chiefs can stop that. Mm-hmm. And Purdy gets hot. I think they're going to beat the Chiefs. I'm not going to say real bad, but they're going to beat them.
Well, I do disagree
with that. I know you do.
I think it's hard for me not to take the Chiefs, given their recent success. It almost appears like they got what the New England Patriots had back in the late 2000s, early 2010s, where they were there every year and they were winning it every other year. So, I don't know. It's kind of setting up that way. I think the Chiefs come in, I think they got one of the top defenses in the league. People have trouble scoring against them. I mean, I don't think you're not going to prevent McCaffrey from doing his thing, but I think they'll be able to limit him enough. I think the difference in this game will be whether or not Purdy can get some scrambles like he had in the NFC Championship game versus Detroit, some timely scrambles. If the Chiefs can prevent that from happening, I think the Chiefs have a very good shot at repeating this year.
We'll see how Mahomes does.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see
how
he does.
Taylor Swift effect. Everybody's betting what time she's going to land in Las Vegas from Japan, and Las Vegas going nuts on the Taylor Swift.
I bet the sports books are just...
Yep. I saw a figure, I mean, it's way $28 billion spent on Super Bowl betting or something like that. But
wow.
Yeah, Taylor, I would bet on how many camera shots are going to get of Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl. What I'm going to say at least 20 times.
20 times?
20 times. That's the ratings will go through the roof. So CBS has it? I think CBS has it.
I can check.
And they'll put Taylor Swift up there all the time because that'll boost the ratings, and I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's
once or twice, fine, but let's focus on football on the Super Bowl.
It is CBS.
Okay.
So, okay.
So, all right.
Well, I'm gonna close with. What's your
favorite? Before we close, I forgot to mention when we're talking high school stuff here, a big day on Wednesday for high school football players signing for colleges around the area. And I just want to give a shout out to a couple of Lacaparo Valley football players. Caden Molden signed to play at Minnesota State Moorhead. And so congratulations to Caden, big tight end, good defense. And now I get to watch Caden play with my cousin's son, Jack Bungarden. Jack's from Woodbury High School. He's a linebacker for the Dragons. And went to a game this past fall to watch my cousin Jack play. And now Caden will be there, so that'll be fun.
Yep.
And the other Eagle signing was TJ Mitchell at linebacker for SMSU and Marshall. So congratulations to TJ there. He's great defensively for the Eagles his high school career. And Montevideo Thunderhawks Francis O'Malley, just a tremendous football season he had for the Thunderhawks this past fall. He signed with Duluth, so he'll be a Bulldog. So, and that's, as of right now of this recording, that's who we know that signed there. Maybe there'll be, there's others as well, but big day for those kids.
Yep, very big day.
All right, we're going to talk food before we wrap it up here.
Favorite Super Bowl foods that you like to have for the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. I have a friend that always makes these little ham cheese, what do you call them?
Sliders.
Sliders, yeah. But they got a lot of, the top bun's kind of crispy and it's got a kind of a seasoning on it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of butter on that. Oh, that is so good. I can't remember what they call it, but that's my favorite by far. If somebody brings that to a Super Bowl party, they sit it next to me. So.
Yep.
How about you, Mitchell?
Oh, I'm a big wings guy. I like my chicken wings. And
spicy or not?
It depends. I'll do both, really.
Oh, really?
It don't matter. Yep.
Don't like spicy.
Well, I'm sure as I
get
older, probably won't like it as much either. But spicy or mild wings, it don't matter. And then if cheese curds are there, that's always a plus.
Well, of course, chips are the big thing. And when I watch Viking football, I always have to have a bowl of popcorn. So there'll be popcorn at my party. Might be a party of one. But I like popcorn.
Yep, popcorn is a good one to have too.
You know, I haven't heard too much about the commercials. They usually make a big deal about the commercials during the Super Bowl, but I haven't really seen a lot.
Well, you never know. Maybe instead of commercials, they'll just throw Taylor Swift up there for 30 seconds and then go back to the game.
There you go. That's sell whatever Taylor Swift's selling, it'll sell big. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Hope they're funny. Usually they're. I've been really kind of disappointed in the last couple Super Bowls. I remember commenting. I said, "Oh, none of them were really funny. Maybe one or two, but."
Yeah, I don't know. I usually skip the halftime show. I don't see that as worth watching anytime. So.
Yeah, I can't remember who's singing halftime.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, whatever.
Idea.
It'll be interesting.
Yep, it will be.
Okay. How we doing? We doing good?
Yep, I think so.
All right.
It's time to close it down. This is Two Guys Weigh In Podcast with Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty. We're sponsored by PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota. Thanks for listening.
And don't forget, it's National Pizza Day.
Yep, Friday the 9th.
Go to PK's.
Absolutely.
All right.